Jurek Volti bands as a confirmation indicator. Nail salon, tire change, and bait shop. Who doesn't love an all-in-one store when one can get all of their needs met? But is it the best thing for an indicator? This week's study revolves around one which claims to be great for trending, counter-trending, scalping, range-bound, and gauging market movements. That's a lot of shoes to fill. As trend traders, we're only interested in one well-fitting pair of shoes. Thank you. This blog comes courtesy of a user suggestion via the indicator email, stonehillindicator@gmail.com. Let's show a little love to Emmanuel K. for the indicator submission and the forethought to include the indicator file, so we didn't have to go searching for it. Thank you, sir. Sounds electric. This week, we'll be taking a look at a confirmation indicator called the Jurek Volti Bands. By the way, Volti is just short for volatility, in case you weren't aware. Jurek is actually the name of the developer, Mark Jurek, who became a prolific writer on such topics as neural networks, algorithms, indicators, and other financial tools. He began publishing works in 1998 through 1999 and retooled many indicators we use today. This particular indicator is based on work from the 90s and coded for multiple charting platforms. The earliest occurrence we could find for MT4 was in 2018. Below is the technical analysis video. Give it a watch and then come back to read the rest of the blog. We'll be here waiting for you. If you haven't subscribed to the Stonehill Forex YouTube channel, please be sure to click on the subscribe button so you don't miss new material. What's in a name? The name Bands implies that a channel is formed by bands which constrain price, limiting its movement. This provides the graphic representation which appears on the default view, shown below. When price moves away from the band, it creates a signal for entry, reversal, as indicated by an arrow and a dot suggesting an exit. Crystal ball syndrome. The issue with all of this is that it is based on what might happen and not what has happened. And, as we know, trading on what might happen can be risky. Think cosmic debris. So, we simplified this indicator into one which can be easier to use, a zero-line cross. Lots of widgets. Below is the default view of the chart with indicator below. Dots, arrows, and bands. Oh my. Clean up your act. Below is a simpler version of the chart without the distractions. You'll find that instead of trying to interpolate entries and exits as indicated by all those extra marks, we'll just focus on the zero line. We'll take a look at the markup of this chart, but before that, we'll examine the settings. Settings. This indicator, by far, boasts the most settings we've come across. Thankfully, we only have to worry about two of them. Length. The number of periods used in calculating the signal line. The default setting is 14. Price. This is the specific price data set used for calculating the signal line. 0 closed, 1 open, 2 high, 3 low, 4 median, 5 typical, and 6 weighted. The default value is 0, closed. Advantages. Simplified signals. Only 2 settings required for testing. Easy to use. Signal spotting. Don't get misled. A common occurrence with oscillating indicators is the multiple midline crossing signals. For those without an algorithm, these false entry signals can be frustrating. Having a proven algorithm is the only way to go. Not sure what we're talking about? You'll definitely want to read about the advanced course here. How we use it. Long signal. When the signal line crosses and closes above the zero line, the entry occurs on the open of the next period. Short signal. When the signal line crosses and closes below the zero line, the entry occurs on the open of the next period. Testing and results. If you are new to these studies, we recommend looking at some of the older blogs to understand how we conduct our testing. The 6 pairs we recommend testing are Euro US dollar, Australian dollar New Zealand dollar, Euro Great British pound, Australian dollar Canadian dollar, Swissie Japanese yen, Canadian dollar Singapore dollar. The markets we test our indicators are the Euro US dollar, Bitcoin US dollar, Gold US dollar, and the SPX 500 index. Time frames and results. We'll run the Jurek Volti Bands indicator on the Euro dollar, Bitcoin dollar, Gold dollar, and the SPX 500 using the default and tweak settings across the daily and 4-hour time frames on the MT4 strategy tester. We focus on 3 metrics: total trades, win-loss ratio, and ROI, return on investment. Testing outcomes. Below is the data from our testing. Optimized. Data not found. Remember, green highlighted rows are the tweaked values we found which returned better results. There would be no point in posting fully optimized values as they change each day. What we're doing is demonstrating that the indicators we find can be made better. Not in every case, but in most cases. Not applicable. If you see an NA, then we could not find values that worked in the market or the testing time span. If you see it, move on. Remember, you're testing this across many pairs, and each pair has its own characteristics. Money management. Money management is based on the no-nonsense Forex risk profile. That information can be learned in the advanced course. Resources. We've made the Jurek Volte Bands indicator available for download on our site from the indicator library for free. When you're ready to get it, click here. We're here for you. Sign up on our contacts page on the website for the latest digests. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and Forex page. We also answer questions on Quora related to Forex. Visit Trustpilot to see what others are saying about us as well. Consider giving us a 5-star review if we've helped you. Your contribution helps others find us for a safe place to learn. Our only goal is to make you a better trader.